How you entrepreneurs, today we have Hugo Donat. He is a time management consultant. You're going to want to take a look. Well, first off, you're going to want to listen to the podcast because you're going to basically hear this great insight of how he talks about time management and how to understand why people aren't getting to the path or the goal that they're looking to get to. He'll dissect, is it time management or is it accountability? Those are usually the two biggest things. That's something I really picked up in this podcast. Take a listen to the podcast. If you like what you hear, if you can relate to what he's having to say, you're going to want to listen to his YouTube channel also. He puts out great content on a weekly basis there. It's called Time Flies Time Management, okay, on YouTube. Once a week, great content, great insight. But of course, listen to the podcast first and tell your friends, subscribe, and hopefully you get some great information. Thanks, guys.
Welcome to the Road to Growth, Success of an Entrepreneur.
We've raised the bar.
Learn firsthand from successful business owners and create your own path to success.
I'm going to show you how great I am.
It's time to hit the road to growth with real estate agent Vinny SD.
All right, we are here with Hugo Donat. Yeah. Like donut? Donut.
Yeah, like a donut. Like it's pronounced like a little bit differently, donut.
So you are a time management consultant. So what does that entail? What is that?
So I can like start with a little bit of my background just to explain why I classify myself as a time management consultant. I've been working in consulting for like 8 years, specialized in process improvement and Lean Six Sigma methodology. Okay. So I'm basically a Lean Six Sigma black belt. And I've been working for clients on like improving their processes. And I came up to the conclusion that all my clients were all busy all the time. So I was like, okay, you're busy, but what are you busy about? And then I applied basically some of my expertise on process improvement, on people, on their time management. So helping people on how to better manage their time, on how to get back in control of their agenda and feeling less overwhelmed.
So you said Six Sigma?
Yeah, Six Sigma.
What? So and I'd be a very big novice, but what? So what is that?
Sure. So Lean Six Sigma are basically two methodologies. I can go on and on this. Yeah. So please stop me if I'm going too far. So historically, Lean is coming from Toyota in the 60s.
Okay.
And Six Sigma is coming from General Electric and Motorola in the 80s. These are two different methodologies that are complementary to each other to improve processes.
Okay.
So you have a process that is not performant, like you have too many defects, not enough quality. You have processes that take too much time. You have customers that are not happy. Then you can apply some methodology, like very basic principles, to streamline that process, to increase the quality, to increase customer satisfaction. So that's the name of these two methodologies that are combined together.
Okay. Okay. So they're combined together. So what got you into in this plan, this idea, and this platform?
So that's, as I was saying earlier, like I was frustrated by my clients telling me all the time that they are busy. Like,
I understand about your clients now, but is this you in as a little kid going, I need more time in the day, or was it just something that came later in life?
I feel like, so if we come back to me being a kid, I can't really relate to that far, but I like helping people.
Okay.
So me being a consultant, I like helping people being less stressed at work, feeling more in control of what they do, and just feel better about their job. So that's actually the purpose that I'm aligned to, is actually helping people.
So this was not a passion of yours growing up. It was something more later in life that you kind of came across.
No, yeah, exactly. It's later in life. Like I am an engineer. Like I studied hydraulics and fluid mechanics.
Okay.
Definitely not what I'm doing now. I actually chose from an education perspective.
Yeah.
I followed the path that allowed me to postpone the choice of what I will do in life. Yeah. So I got into engineering and then got into consulting because consulting, okay, you are not specialized in one specific industry. You can work with different industry, different type of people, different type of jobs. And I delayed the choice of like my my job ultimately. And that's how I got into this realization of like, hey, time management, this is cool.
Yeah. So as an engineer, you're solving problems, right?
Yeah, that's exactly.
And so what's the best problem you can solve is the human brain, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there is so much like this is kind of mechanics, right? The human brain. Not that I read books about like neurology and everything. So I need to understand also the mindset side. It's not only about like methods and the tools and method. It's also about the, understanding human, how we interact with each other, how like the psychological side of things. So solving problems.
So when you, when did you come to the US? So you're from France, right?
Yeah.
Okay. When did you come to the US?
2 years ago.
Okay. So when in that 2 year time frame did you decide to use your engineering background and start picking up the Lean Six Sigma mythology and start learning that idea and so on and so forth? Was that?
So I actually do Lean Six Sigma for more than 6 years.
Okay.
So I was doing this. I was already specialized in that before even coming to the US.
Okay.
Yeah. So I was working on a big consulting firm. And I was like working on projects throughout Europe.
Okay.
A little bit in United Arab Emirates as well.
Okay.
So traveling a little bit for work. But then it's a whole different story that got me here.
Okay. So Can we hear about a little of that story of what got you here?
Oh yeah, and I have the short version, I have the long version, I have everything. And that involves more like the personal side.
Okay, yeah, please.
So the thing is, in 2015, I was working in consulting and I was like almost like close to burnout. I was scattered like on different projects, different like personal stuff going on. And I feel like, okay, I love traveling and I know that whenever I reach that point where I can't cope with anything anymore, I just need to just go outside and just leave and just go for a travel or something, just change my mind. And that's what I did for 3 months. I just quit my job in 2015, quit my job, quit the relationship I was in, like everything that wasn't making me really happy. And I took my backpack and I went to Central America for 3 months. And I traveled around like Mexico, Cuba, and I met that girl in Nicaragua. We just chatted just for a little bit. And then we met again like a week later in Costa Rica. And then one week later again in Panama. And we can say love at first sight.
Oh, wow.
And since then, so that girl in particular, she's from San Diego. Reconnecting the dots. Mm-hmm. She's from San Diego, San Diegan, born and raised. And since that day, we just like FaceTime every day. And we dated internationally for like a year and a half.
Wow.
Her here in California, me in Paris. And after a year and a half, say, okay, let's do it. And then I came here 2 years ago.
So how did she talk you into coming to San Diego? Was she a better negotiator than you?
No, actually, maybe I'm going to win on that one, on this negotiation, because I actually, we came to an agreement that I'm coming here for a few years and then I'm going to bring her back to France.
Okay.
So maybe like down the road, like in 5 years or something, we're just going to let, when we feel like it, because we have a baby boy on the way.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. When we feel like it, the family is going to just go to France.
Nice.
Yeah.
This is off topic at all. France compared to the US education. Who has a...
Oh, one is crazy expensive and one is free. You choose. No, it's very different, and maybe that's going to be one of the trigger that will make us go back to France, because we know that we have free and good education in France. So maybe that's going to be a decision point.
So now getting back to the consulting avenue and building that entity and working with your clients. What's so as you kind of switch over from the engineer, you're learning the Lean Six Sigma, yeah, right, mythology, right? So you're picking it up. Has there been any kind of what's next? Like, how do I learn more? Is it just you word of mouth finding another book that gives you better insight into the human brain, the understanding of time management? How has that been kind of growing that mindset?
A lot of education on my side. Like I read a lot of books, a lot of podcasts. YouTube is huge. I mean, today, like if you want to learn something, what is your first reflect? You're going to open a YouTube, right? Mm. So at least Google it. But YouTube is the, I think, the second more like biggest browser.
Yeah.
So you're going to go to YouTube and just go look for things. So I educated myself because it's not only about what I know on the expertise, because it's very process oriented, yeah, and how you can apply to human, to people. I don't know if that answers the question.
Yeah, but no. And so what have been some kind of the hurdles that you've had to kind of overcome to get to the point that you're at now?
In terms of hurdles, I have a few. Ironically, working on this takes time because, yeah, I have a corporate job. I'm not going to disclose anything about, yeah, my corporate job because everything, the reason why I'm here is like because of my side hustle, what I do, yeah, on the side. So ironically, one of the biggest struggle that I have is finding time,
yeah,
on working on my side hustle, which is very ironic,
yeah,
and that's why it makes me even more relevant to like telling people. I don't believe when you say that you're too busy to do things. I strongly believe that it's less just a matter of like priorities and just having directions, like, yeah, having the right mindset and the right strategy in place, and then you're never going to not have enough time on what is important for you. Yeah. So struggle is
that,
like
that was one of the best things I've heard it before, and so they said you're not a procrastinator, just not, it doesn't mean enough to you, something like that.
Yeah,
it's a good way, I think, of looking at stuff.
Exactly. And there's a lot of things to say about procrastination and being a procrastinator, like procrastinating and still getting things done, it may be a reason why you still procrastinate, right? Yeah. But yeah, procrastinating, you procrastinate on things that are not really important to you. And when people tell you, like, I don't have time to see you, like, next time available that I have for you is like in 2 weeks. No, it's just a priority. I'm not high enough in your priority list.
Yeah.
So when something is important for you, when something is your top priority, you make time for it.
Yeah.
I could have a bunch of excuses for not working on the content that I put together on a weekly basis on my YouTube channel, but I don't. I'm not going to let that impact my pursuing my passion.
So how have you been able to balance out your corporate job to this platform? Because it takes time to put content together. It takes time to upload. It takes time to know the algorithms.
Yeah.
How have you been able to balance your time with?
So basically, it's about redefining, again, my priorities,
yeah,
and just looking at my day, the available time that I have. I have my 9 to 5, which is actually not really 9 to 5. It's more like 9 to 7, mm-hmm, or 8 sometimes. Then what is the available time that I have outside of this time? Because I want to make sure that this is very hermetic. Then I have time before and I have time after. So if I wake up at 6 in the morning, I have 2 hours of work that I can do before going to my corporate job. So this is important still to have some sleep. So I'm going to just go to bed a little bit earlier so that I can wake up full of energy and ready to work and knock out these 2 hours. So of course, you can't really create time, so you need to deprioritize other things. I'm very social, I have plenty of friends, so I could go every night and just have a beer with different friends. Or on the weekends, I can do plenty of stuff, but I choose to prioritize this against other things because that's more of my passion.
So when you're, by doing it to yourself and assessing kind of the priorities that you have in place, mm-hmm, is that one of the big things you do with the people you
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Right. When people tell me they are too busy, I tell them, okay, what are your goals? And then I do this exercise with them, identifying what's value add towards these goals. Yeah. So the first thing to do is always to identify your goal first and then work backwards from there.
Okay.
So I actually put a video on this on my YouTube channel. It's like, how do you identify value add compared to non-value add? And there is something in the middle. So value add is something that, you know, if you spend an hour on this, it's going to get you closer to your goal.
Okay.
And as opposed to non-value add is going to steer you away. There is nothing that is really neutral. Either it's getting you closer to your goal or steer you away. So it's all about assessing where you spend your time within your 24 hours. It's important to have some data, to really have some factual data that allows you to, okay, I'm going to work. And then when I come back to work, I spend an hour on like browsing the internet, going on social media, and maybe watching Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
So that's it. Sounds get like you closer.
Time.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I still watch Netflix, don't get me wrong,
yeah.
But I'm very conscious that this hour is just purely putting my brain off, and so that I can like reuse my brain later. So I know that I'm using this.
Well, so how would you assess it? Let's say in whatever business you have, right? You have prospecting, right? Because you're trying to find a new business, but then you have maintaining those prospects that you've already taken,
mm-hmm.
right in, and then maintaining just your consistent base of stuff that needs to be done just to keep your business going.
Yeah.
Right. So you almost have three sectors of it, right? Mm-hmm. So how would you define what's the priority? Because it's finding new business, working your business, and then just having a admin or whatever it might be of a base going.
Yes. The thing is, I'm still at the early stage of what I'm building as of today.
Yeah.
So it's very like, it's less than a year old.
Okay.
So I started like my main activity and most of my time that I spend is on creating content for my YouTube subscribers.
Okay.
So my main goal here is to getting exposure, to getting new eyeballs on my content.
Yeah.
So getting new prospect.
So what's some of the content that you put out there on your YouTube channel? What's like some of the bigger nuggets, the best views that you've received?
So I categorize. So I put one video every single week.
Okay.
So I started December last year, and that was my goal for 2019. Hey, on top of my job, knowing that I'm going to have a kid, I commit to myself one video every single week for 2019. So far, I'm on a good streak.
Okay.
I put videos, try to have as short content as possible because by definition, the people I talk to, they don't have time.
Yeah.
And I have like videos about mindset. I have videos about really methodologies, like pure, like really method that can apply right now.
Yeah.
Also interviews. I may bring you in, by the way, in the near future. Interviews of entrepreneurs, because you have more to learn, not only from me, but also from your peers.
Yeah.
And also like some like top advice from big influencers, big entrepreneurs like Gary Vee, Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, etc.
What's next for you? Like, what's next? Like, so is it, so the rest of the year you plan to put out one piece of content every week?
Yeah.
Right? And then have you already started looking into 2020, what you plan to do then?
So yeah, so I have some objectives in terms of growth, like putting more eyeballs on my content, because it's been helping some people. So I'm sure that if I put it, if I get more exposure on my content, I may have more people that like my content and maybe that I can bring in my community. And then on the side, I'm also working on putting together an online course so that not only I'm going to give you some content so that you can like food for thought, so some exercise, but more like a little bit scattered. I'm gonna bring you from A to Z on, okay, I don't have enough time, that to that's point A, to point Z, where, okay, I'm going to make you save 5 to 10 hours in a week. So with like more like online courses, and I'm already starting building this framework that will be online, on a purely online based, and with some coaching, like Skype calls or anything like that. So that's for 2020, that's going to be my goal.
That's in your plan. So right now, so let's say I'm looking at your YouTube stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I like what the content you're providing.
Yeah.
Okay. I reach out to you.
Mm-hmm.
What's the next step that goes forward? What happens next?
Then we just like have an introductory call.
Okay.
And just getting to know what are your struggles, because maybe sometimes time management methods or methodology is not necessarily what you need. Maybe you need to work more on the mindset and everything. And I can also do that because I have some experience like on the mindset side.
So for mindset, what does that entail? Like, so let's say, what does that consist of?
So basically it's about not feeling victimized.
Okay.
So as I'm working mostly with entrepreneurs and managers, a lot, when you're an entrepreneur, for example, a lot comes back to the accountability.
Okay.
So, and that's the accountability side, I put it on within the mindset bucket.
Okay.
Like if you are not accountable, if you don't feel accountable for your own action, then you're going to feel victimized and you're going to always find excuses why you're not moving your business, moving the needle forward in your business.
That makes sense.
So yeah, it's all about the mindset piece is very important, but then.
So taking accountability for why you're not doing what you need to do.
Exactly. Yeah. And I mean, if you listen to Gary Vee, for example, he's going to say, if you're not accountable, you're losing. So yeah, if you, being in a corporate job and being an entrepreneur is very different. You have all this comfort when you're, I don't know if you've been working in a corporate job before being an entrepreneur, but that's very comfortable, right? You can hide. You can dilute the accountability and just like just put the accountability on someone else. Like really, always find excuse.
Yeah, I don't think I really have had a 9-to-5 job. I've done bartending. I've done construction, but everything was I would take home with me.
Except for the
bartending, I guess the alcohol I would take home with me sometimes. Yeah, no. So, and then also looking at your schedule, right? So it's accountability, knowing that you're accountable towards your schedule, but also knowing if the activities you're doing are going to get you to that goal that you want to get to.
Exactly.
So those are probably the two biggest items, right?
And it's also about really understanding the problem. Like I don't want to have the I don't want to be like other people that like want to push you solutions. I really want to understand what's the problem, what are the struggles that you have. And there is a strong assessment part that is backed up by data.
Yeah.
I want to know where, like, out of 24 hours, what's your schedule look like?
Yeah.
And during 2 weeks, you're going to have to do a self-assessment and tell me and share with me where do you spend your time? And then we can do this exercise of value-added, non-value-added, and then see where you spend your time and if this is something that you want to continue or if this is something that you can let go.
Yeah.
So there is this strong assessment part before we jump into solutions. That is really important.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, let's say someone's right now confused about their schedule, not sure about if the activities they're doing are going to get them to where they need to get to.
Mm-hmm.
How would they get in contact with you?
So how to get in contact with me, then you can either contact me on my LinkedIn, Hugo Delat, or you can contact me on my Instagram, hugotimeflies.us.
Okay.
There is also a contact form on my website, timeflies.us. Or you can go to my YouTube channel. There is already some good content that you can actually pick up from there.
You know, hopefully everyone listening got some great information. I think the biggest thing to take away from this is know where you want to get to. Have someone like Hugo walk you there. Work your way backwards. See if currently what you're doing is going to get you to where you need to get to. And if it's not getting to you where you need to get to, figure out if that's basically an issue on time management or an issue on accountability.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, again, everyone's, again, got some great information. Thank you, Hugo, for your time.
Thank you. Thank you, Vinny, for having me here.
Hopefully, all you entrepreneurs will share, subscribe, and tell your friends. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to The Road to Growth, Success of an Entrepreneur. Please like, subscribe, and stay connected. Visit www.vinnysd.com.
Yeah, I created a website.
Hope to see you again next week. Team Vinny SD, signing off.